most iconic Jesus judge.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
Well, here we are, stuck in a room along with all the other housewives. Maybe it's their bedroom.
Yeah.
Maybe it's their bar. Maybe it's their movie theater that they have in their house.
Yep.
Because they're all rich.
Yeah, they are.
That's a clear difference between us and them.
That's very true. Yeah, that's very true.
But when it comes to the Real Housewives, of course, they are real people. They are quarantined in their homes.
Yes.
So, like normal, we would be talking about, hey, yeah, the taping is going on there and this is going on here. But that is not the case. So we're going to chime in and let you all know what these beautiful ladies are doing during the quarantine time.
Mm-hmm.
But first, let's talk about the guy who created all of this, and that is Andy Cohen. As you all know, if you didn't hear, that Andy was, of course, touched with the coronavirus, and he actually is back at it, but, you know, to work and all that stuff, doing like FaceTimes, and he decided to sit down, though, and let us all know kind of what that felt like for him to have the symptoms and a little bit more.
People were asking me, what's going on with you? I felt like I wanted to recuperate quietly and be quiet and then come back and be with you guys. That was kind of my process. It took about 10 or 11 days, I would say, to work through my system. And then, you know, it takes a bit to get your energy back. It's like there's a thing where you feel mentally like, oh, I think I'm okay. And then you realize, wow, you know, you go downstairs and make a piece of toast and you come upstairs and you're like, okay, I need to relax. So one thing, I took a lot of Tylenol, took a lot of vitamin C and liquids. My symptoms were a fever, tightness in my chest, a cough, very, very achy, a lot of aches and pains in the body, and very tired, some chills, loss of smell and appetite.
Which I have heard that more and more symptoms are coming out, by the way. He goes on to talk to people about what was the most exciting thing for him once he was able to feel better.
Today is a huge day for me. Not only am I back on the radio and Watch What Happens Live, but I have been quarantined from Ben for the last 12 days or so, and I'm going to get to see him right after the show.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. I love his background music, too, by the way.
I know, right? I know. Because all the Instagram photos and stuff of him, like, you know, posting about him being sick and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
His son is the most adorable.
Isn't he cute?
Yeah.
He's getting so big.
He is. He's so cute.
Yeah,
he really
he's getting
is.
Big.
So, yeah.
Also, one of our favorite girls is Nene Leakes, and she's opening up about her quarantine time. She's like, listen, ladies, I actually have to watch YouTube channels on how to put on my makeup. I guess she has no idea how to put on makeup. She goes, because I'm always taping, so it's done for me.
Wow.
So I'm just like, you used to be a regular person that used to go to Walgreens and buy your Maybelline and CoverGirl. Don't act like you don't know.
But I even thought in some instances they did their own makeup, though. Like, how can you have a makeup artist do? I don't know. I thought there were times that they've gone on trips and stuff like that.
There happened. There are not all of them. I can't remember. There was a group of ladies, though, that they weren't allowed to during that time.
Yeah. I think it was Beverly Hills.
She also says that she is now doing the Lee press-on nails as well. Welcome to the club, girl.
Oh, my gosh.
Nene's putting the Lee press-on nails.
That is a blast from the past.
Which is funny.
One of my
Lees actually just came off. So now I'm without one. So I'm going to go have to buy some more.
I was going
to
say your nails look good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
They were $5.
Yeah, they look great. I was like, get it, girl. You know how to survive during a quarantine, don't you?
No, still looking like a hot mess. So I thought that was really fun. Again, she's watching YouTube channels. She's feeling good, learning how to do what she needs to do to look good.
Wow.
She was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, along with Lisa Rinna. And she kept referring her and Lisa, how they're big time divas, that they get their makeup done, they get their nails done.
Wow.
So I thought that was kind of cute.
Yeah.
So that's a tidbit on Nene.
Okay. Yeah. Well, speaking of Nene, I heard that she wants Kim Zolciak back. I don't know if you've heard that on the show. But what has Kim Zolciak been doing? So I guess she has actually been in her Atlanta mansion. And of course, she has installed like this driveway amp for biking sessions for her kids. She's also got a pool table, arcade, air hockey, basketball, everything down in their basement for them. And then she also, I guess, took to Instagram stories about Zoom school.
Yeah.
So she was showing how Zoom school is taking place where a lot of parents, it's taking place on their kitchen counter. And actually, the kids have their laptops and they're talking to their teacher through the laptop. So, yeah.
That's what's really cool with Gia, because we're allowed to do that with her virtual learning.
Oh, cool.
It's cool to communicate.
Yeah.
Virtual learning is like the craziest thing, but this is what online schooling is. A lot of college students do it. But when you're asking like a 10-year-old to learn how to do online schooling, it's a totally new world.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Looks like Jennifer Aydin, she's having a fun time too.
Oh, what
in
is
her
she
billion
doing?
Dollar home. Well, she's now she's doing extreme hula hoop competitions with her children.
Of course.
She's sucking down mimosa. Does,
okay.
Because she enjoys that. One other person that we absolutely love is Dorinda.
Oh, yeah. Love me some Dorinda.
Dorinda's
honey.
Been on Instagram live connecting with people along with her daughter. Every time I see Dorinda, though, I'm pretty sure she's already like five cocktails in with her wine. But hell, why not?
Yep.
But here she is talking about being quarantined.
It's been quite difficult managing both my physical and mental health, but it is important every day to get up, get dressed, get showered, because God knows we could end up just on the couch for hours and hours. And I've been trying to go outside every day, get some fresh air, take a walk, not with people, isolated. Well, my top three physical activities are, as you know, Dorobics. Love Dorobics. I have been biking again. I fixed up my old bike and I've been biking everywhere, and I forgot how much I love biking. It's very powerful having the wind in your ear.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Actually, Gia and I bike now that it's nice every day.
Yeah,
I can't go running because she can't keep up with me. So I'm like, we'll go biking.
Right.
And I have the old school bike where it has the basket.
Yeah.
So it's super fun. And
it's,
you know,
cute.
I got like almost a banana seat looking bike. So yeah, I'm that girl rolling on my bike. But it's so soothing to take the walks and like, you know, what she's doing. It's sweet for her because she's just from the inner to the outer, a woman of soul.
Yes. Yeah.
We love that woman.
I would love to hang out with her in the Berkshires.
I know, right? Wouldn't that be fun? In the Berkshires, I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Struggle's real.
I would stay in the fish room.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
I know.
Honey, I will pet Jaws if I have to.
Okay.
Okay, I will put my head in his mouth and be fine.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, and I also noticed, so New York Housewives, they're premiering tonight.
Yep.
Ramona, I've been watching her Instagram page and the stuff that she's doing. So as you have spilled before, she is quarantined with her ex-husband.
Mario.
And, yeah, Mario and daughter. But a lot of her Instagram photos while in quarantine is her cleaning.
Yeah.
So she's constantly mopping. And she's, you know, says, look, I'm not taking any chances. I'm house cleaning. She says she's managing quite well. So
she is managing well.
Yeah.
Well, when it comes to Dorit, she is doing yoga with her kids.
Oh, nice.
Love it.
Okay.
When it comes to Emily, she's doing something that a lot of us parents are doing. I love this because I did this yesterday with Gia. They're doing scavenger hunts.
Oh, yeah. That's a great idea.
Yeah. It's really nice. It keeps them active, keeps them involved. Then you can surprise them with something, you know, small. It totally doesn't matter. It just keeps them in charge with that. And yeah, it's cool. Candy Burris, she's still doing her thing with Todd, probably thinking of more and more things that they can create to make millions of dollars.
Right. Yeah.
Probably.
They seriously, they have like 100 businesses.
They got 100 businesses.
For real.
But yeah, it's still funny when I came across, what was it? Candy's candy, like the Candy Man.
Oh, I love that.
The movie. That she's got a farce off of her name, Candy. Don't say her name, Candy.
Right.
And then making fun of Nene.
That was super fun. Yeah. And Jill Zarin, I see that she's in Florida with her family,
her loved ones.
And she said, you know, we're busy doing a lot. It's really important times like this to have a routine. So she says they get up every morning at 7:30. They play tennis. They go do a bunch of different activities, puzzles, knitting, but that it's very important to stay active during this time. So,
well, Luann is now stealing from other housewives' ideas on Instagram.
Yeah,
she's now doing cooking shows from her kitchen.
I saw her do the a la française. Yeah,
but she's probably like, listen, I can't tour. my cabaret right. shows, what am I going to do?
Right. Yeah.
It's already been done. Don't be stealing other housewives' ideas and being like, hey, now watch me make this dish because of the Jersey Housewives.
You can tell how bored she is, though, because on her Instagram, it's like, it's just constant like pictures of her. Just
her making I'm pictures sitting. Next to J-Lo's body. I mean, her body right. does look good.
No, it does. Mm-hmm. No, it really does.
So nasty and so rude.